Good morning or afternoon. My name is Dan Kohler. I'm the director of Wisconsin Environment, which is a citizen-based statewide environmental advocacy organization. I'm joined today by several representatives of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, and pleased that they could join us. State Representative Fred Clark may be joining us. He was up in the district in Baraboo today and may slide in late, so he'll join us perhaps shortly. But as you know, we're here today to release a new report, Hotter Fields, Lower Yields. And it's a report from Wisconsin Environment showing that global warming could cost corn growers in Wisconsin $41 million a year. That would rank Wisconsin 10th for highest damage estimates nationally. And nationwide, the damages to America's number one crop would total more than $1.4 billion each year. These costs will go up unless Congress and the President take decisive action to repower America with clean energy and reduce global warming pollution. And I think the report of this message is crystal clear. Corn likes it cool, but global warming is raising temperatures in Wisconsin and across the nation. Hotter fields will mean lower yields for corn and eventually the rest of agriculture. But we do have solutions here in Wisconsin. By harnessing our clean energy potential, we can rebuild our economy, stop the worst impacts of global warming, and even better, homegrown solutions like wind turbines, solar panels, clean biomass can provide farmers with an independent source of electricity or income while reducing emissions. This report draws on prior research done by the United States Climate Change Science Program. And the analysis considers the combined effect of increasing temperatures and increasing levels of carbon dioxide, but it assumes that crops get sufficient water. And I want to point out this is a very conservative analysis in terms of the impacts on agriculture because it does not consider other negative effects of global warming, such as more frequent extreme storms, like we've been seeing in Wisconsin, higher levels of ozone, the spreading of diseases, pests, and weeds. And I think what we need to understand is that global warming is truly local when it comes to Wisconsin farms, and that this report is a wake-up call to the tremendous cost of inaction. I think recognizing the threat of this problem, last August, Governor Doyle's Global Warming Task Force issued a comprehensive set of recommendations on how Wisconsin can do its part to reduce emissions and grow our clean energy economy. Legislation coming out of that task force is expected later this summer. But this spring, in Congress, the House Energy and Commerce Committee will consider the American Clean Energy and Security Act. And this is a bill answering President Obama's call for a comprehensive plan to promote clean energy and address global warming. Representative Tammy Baldwin is a member of the Energy Committee, and this bill would cap emissions and require that the nation obtain 25% of its energy from clean, renewable sources by the year 2025. And an analysis by the Union of Concerned Scientists estimates that this type of renewable electricity standard would generate $13.5 billion in new income for farmers, ranchers, and rural landowners. So Wisconsin Environment wants to thank Representative Baldwin for her leadership supporting clean energy initiatives and urge her to ensure that the bill moving forward has strong science-based targets to reduce emissions and truly promotes a clean energy economy. With that, I want to turn it over to Sue Beitlich, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
Hey, good. Thanks, Dan. Well, I just want to thank the Wisconsin Environment Research and Policy Center for conducting this study and further proving, you know, how farmers are impacted by these extreme shifts in weather. Climate change is happening, whether people believe in global warming or not. Clearly, we can see there's extreme shifts in weather and how farmers are very reliant on the weather. And as we approach Earth Day this week, I think it's important that we raise the awareness of the negative impact of doing nothing. You know, we can talk about global climate change and what's going on, and we can balk at if other nations aren't stepping up, why should the United States? Well, clearly we all have a role to play in this, and farmers want to be part of the solution, and we know we are through our good soil conservation practices, from how we till the soil, how we plant more grasses and trees, because those things are sequestering the carbon and emitting it. And to raise that awareness and how important it is. And as this study shows, doing nothing, the hotter fields are lower yields. And that's a huge impact to our farmers. We have with us two farmers that Just want to share a couple of things that how this impacts their lives and how important a study like this is to reinforce what we've been talking about for a long time, and that the work that is coming up, especially in a cap and trade program, whether it's at the international level with Kyoto being renewed now and it expires in 2012, whether it's at the federal level with the cap and trade program, whether it's the Waxman-Markey bill, or whether here in our own state legislature with what Governor Doyle is doing with the Global Warming Task Force and the legislation that will be coming out of it. Truly, farmers are impacted, and truly farmers can be part of the solution. And it does happen locally, but it is, you know, affected globally. And we all need to just stop burying our heads. We can't keep talking about it. We need solutions and we need action. And today, I think, especially as we begin this Earth Week, to be able to raise that awareness. And I think this report really does highlight and solidify the importance of it. So I want to introduce Jamie Durkee.